the public forum.
Now, you, when you gavel out at the end of the day today, whenever that is, there's a big task then after that. There are people running in primaries. There are people that are going to have, you know, roughly a month until early voting starts, and then we've got about 6 or 7 weeks until the primary. What is the work that needs to be done in order to unite? In our case, you and I are both Republicans, the Republican Party, but the Republican Party is not the only party with some division issues. They've got them on the Democratic side, too. So what are your thoughts about that going forward?
Well, I tell Republicans that if we're not united, then we might as well be prepared to turn over state government to the other party. That would include the governor's office, as well as one or both of the legislative chambers. Republicans, and we are Republicans, you and I have been for many, many years. I have been for over 65 years. But we just have a real, real knack of eating our own and turning on one another and having these, sort of circular firing squads. And I don't know much about the other party's divisions, but my sense is that they're not as deep or as seemingly insurmountable as those we have. And then the last thing we needed this year was a contested race in a primary against a sitting governor, but you know, it's a free country, and we are where we are, so we'll tee it up. We don't have long to go after today before, as you say, early voting starts and the primary. It's not going to be a marathon. It's going to be a sprint. It's going to be a very fast sprint.
No, I'm with you on that completely. I'm in the process now of laying out these interviews, and I know, and it's a good thing in many of these races to have opposition, but I'm with you that we have a governor that's done a very good job, that's done everything he promised he would do, and that's, you know, the primary in that particular race is not helping. But, you know, you and I know we'll be working hard for our values between now and that primary, and the primary is going to be May 24th is going to be a very big day for what people like to call the Trump Republicans versus the establishment Republicans, because Texas will be having their runoffs and we will be having our primaries, and it's going to tell us a lot about where we are, I think.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, the former President Trump has made the Georgia primary, he's made it. This hasn't been the media, but he has made it the first big test of his continuing influence over the Republican Party. And if he loses there and he doesn't do well in Texas, and then it looks like he's not going to do well in Alabama, he's pulled off of his endorsed opponent or an endorsed candidate there. A fair chance or better that he doesn't do well in North Carolina, then I think people will start saying, maybe the dew's worn off the rose now.
Well, Speaker Ralston, I know you've got a very long day ahead of you, and we appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today.
Thank you very much, Martha. It's always good to be with you, and hope you get some rest after the session, and I'd love to come back on, but not until after I get some rest.
That's right. You got it. I will have you on again soon. Thank you very much, sir. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk with you, find out what you think. What are you looking for in this, what we call, signy die? We'll be back.
It's good to talk, and we're here to listen.
Just calling to say I'm sad.